Today, President Biden made the case for getting students back into the classroom 5 days a week by the fall semester. Here he is on NBC's Today Show.
Based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these young people.
President Biden had already promised to reopen most schools within his first 100 days. We've now reached that point in his administration. So let's check in on the goal. Laura Meckler is an education reporter with The Washington Post. She joins us now. Laura, welcome.
Nice to be here.
When you look across the country today, and we're going to get to President Biden in just a moment, but how many schools have been reopened and what does reopened really mean?
You know, it varies very widely from place to place, but generally when people talk about totally reopened full time, they're talking about kids are available, the school is available to kids 5 days a week. You know, what we used to have on kind of take for granted. We don't have up-to-date federal data on this, but we have private companies that have been tracking this, and they find about 65% of kids attend schools that are available 5 days a week. So that doesn't mean that 65% of kids are back, but 65% of kids are in school districts that make it available 5 days a week.
And the president has said he wanted to open most schools in his first 100 days. From what you're telling me, it sounds like that has happened. But put it into context, because first of all, what the president had been searching for was a pretty narrow goal. And his definition has sort of changed over the months.
You know, he said he wanted most schools to be open. And, you know, most technically does mean a majority, 51% of schools open by where we are now at the 100-day mark. He also made clear that it was really, he was only talking about K through 8 schools. So high schools are the least likely to reopen for a variety of reasons. The funny thing, though, is that once the federal government started measuring this, we found out he was almost there on the day he took office. We were in the mid-40s percents, like when he arrived at the White House. So, you know, I'm not all that impressed by meeting a goal of 51%. That said, yes, he did make that goal. And we're probably, you know, a good ways past that 51% by now.
K through 12 schools have gotten $125 billion in COVID relief money from Congress. How is that money getting spent, and is it helping more schools open?
You know, I think it is helping. I mean, there are expenses related to reopening that have been difficult for some school districts to cover, things like retooling ventilation systems. I think the idea of buying PPE has been a little bit overstated. I don't really think that's what's kept schools closed, is because they can't afford some masks, which are not that expensive. I think that that money is actually more likely going to have an impact in terms of schools recovering and going into next year and finding ways to help kids make up from sort of lost academics, as well as, you know, social emotional challenges that kids have from the year that they've just been through, school counselors, school nurses, all sorts of things like that. But yes, there's no doubt that that money made school districts feel more comfortable about reopening and was helpful.
In a recent piece that you wrote for The Washington Post, you point out that you can actually predict whether a school will be open for in-person learning based on the results of the last presidential election, so that if you're in an area that supported Donald Trump, it's more likely that your kids are going to be in school. Tell me more about what you found.
Well, that was data that was compiled by the American Enterprise Institute, where they looked at it through a bunch of different metrics and found that the most predictive one in terms of whether a school district was offering in-person school or not was the presidential vote. And I think that there are some variety of reasons for that. One of them is the fact that last summer, President Trump pushed hard for schools to reopen, and a lot of conservative areas followed his lead. You also have a lot of rural areas, which are, you know, obviously lower numbers of students in the school, easier to distance people, fewer challenges than what you'd see in a big urban district. And those have generally been open, too. Those are also more conservative areas. People who are politically conservative seem to be less worried than more progressive or liberal people are about the virus. And so if you're less worried, you're more likely to be willing to open schools.
Well, and conversely, many of the schools that are not fully reopened are either on the coast or serving children of color. What's the picture going to look like in the fall? Will all kids be back in school full time?
You know, I have become a little cynical on this topic, so part of me will believe it when I see it. But I think that we have every reason to believe that schools will find a way to reopen. It would be very, very hard argument for them to make. They have everything that they've asked for: vaccination, money, guidelines of how to do it properly. The Department of Education talks a lot about safe reopening. They have a lot of best practices out there for school districts to draw on. So there is a lot of support for reopening now. That said, if you have areas where there are high rates still of the virus, or if the variants do cause spikes in caseloads, in particular, you know, concentrated in certain parts of the country, I could see places going back in a hybrid format where everybody isn't in school full time every day. But I do think that the chances are good for normalcy in the fall. Well, at least my kids hope
so. Cross our fingers. Laura Meckler, education reporter with The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.